This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. A big question this year is whether Jefferson County will exit municipal bankruptcy, and county commissioners spent a good deal of time this week working toward that effort. They spent Monday and part of Tuesday meeting with lawyers behind closed doors. And despite the private meeting, we have some clues about the progress on a bankruptcy settlement. Talk about that now with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. And Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
So what do we know about these closed-door meetings that happened earlier this week?
Not much. I mean, the creditors clearly, I mean, and this is not new, they want the county to pay more. They want the county to raise sewer rates more than the county has agreed to do. They're trying to get somewhere around the $1.4 to $1.6 billion range. They're trying to figure out how much money the county really has to pay of this total sewer debt that it borrowed. The lawyers told everybody, don't go talking about this. Immediately, George Bowman goes talking about this. You know, and it's hard to see, you know, whether this is really them coming around to his plan or his number. I think what they're negotiating now sort of fits more closely with his number. So without any of more of these, any of the people in the room on the record, it's hard to know what the real picture there is.
So we have them coalescing around this number. Creditors obviously want more money than less. Any idea how a bankruptcy court would react to what's being discussed, what we believe is being discussed?
Well, the county has to get one class of distressed creditors on their side. They have to, and that could be anybody from trade creditors to, you know, anybody who takes a haircut throughout this whole thing. And then they would go into court and they have to make an argument about what's fair. And if they can convince a judge that their proposal is fair, the judge signs off on it and we're out of bankruptcy.
Well, Birmingham Mayor William Bell delivered his State of the City address to the downtown Kiwanis Club Tuesday. He touted the city's stable finances, renovations to the city's parks, and the growing city center, particularly a new baseball stadium for the Birmingham Barons. Kyle, how do you see the mayor's assessment?
Well, this is going to be a big year for him, and it's going to be a big year for Birmingham. And how a lot of these things coalesce is going to mean a lot for his political career. We have two major projects right now, bricks and mortar projects. You've got the baseball stadium and you have the expansion of the BJCC. Both of those things are coming up to their deadlines right now. And if they don't meet that deadline, and there's some open questions there of whether or not they will, that could be either, a great achievement for the mayor or it could be a tremendous embarrassment. At the same time, you have, the celebration of 1963. Can Birmingham sort of redefine its image with that? And remember, this is an election year for the mayor, for the city council, for the school board. So this is going to be a big year.
Well, we'll take that last one. The fact that we have elections for mayor's office, city council, school board, the fact they all line up, does that, change the calculations of local politicians?
Well, the one thing it does change is that you don't have city councilors. City councilors must make a choice. You know, it used to be that they would run for, they had staggered elections. They would run, the mayor would run, they would run, the mayor would run. And so you always had councilors sort of poaching at the mayor. This should put that to rest. We'll see.
Well, finally, employees of Adamsville, northwest of Birmingham, suddenly found themselves without health insurance last week. They found out in a letter from the state that explained that the city hadn't paid for the insurance for the last 3 months of 2012, and their policies were being retroactively canceled. Kyle, what happened here?
Well, Adamsville says this is now paid. They weren't entirely forthcoming or really consistent about the reasons that this happened. But, if you look up Highway 78, and we're going to take a broader look at this in the coming months, but, you have a lot of sort of at the back end of urban sprawl there. At the end of the year, you have a lot of expenses. At the beginning of the year, you have a lot of revenue. You know, what appears to have happened is that they just had a cash flow problem. But I think it is much more long-term and systemic than they're willing to admit right now. We've put in some public information requests. We're going to dig into that and find out what's really going on.
And just a moment or so left, but there's also an open records issue here, a wrinkle to this story as well.
Oh, they would not produce a memo that was sent out to employees explaining this. You know, Adamsville has a history already of running afoul of public access laws. The district attorney sued them a couple years ago. Hopefully that sort of thing won't be necessary again.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter for the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.